And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, several new exhibits, one entitled Contemporary Masters Works on Paper, the second, The Art of George Dunbar, Earth and Element, and a collection of shearwater pottery called the Walter Anderson Family Legacy. For more information about the museum, days and times, you can go to their website. The Lafayette Science Museum continues its exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals. There are also lots of activities taking place at the Science Museum this summer. Their website is LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. UL Lafayette is offering a number of summer camp programs for kids called Discover You. For more information, contact the university's continuing education department. Their website is ce.louisiana.edu, or you can email them at ce@louisiana.edu. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra has summer camps, private lessons, and group classes for children this summer. Please call them or stop by the website for further information. Jim Phillips presents the They're Gonna Put You in the Movies summer camp at Cité, July 7th through the 18th. It's a hands-on movie-making program, video production, stop motion, scripts and storyboards, shot composition, acting and improv. It's for kids ages 7 through 14, July 7th through the 11th, and then July 14th through the 18th. For more information, please contact Cité des Arts. Acadiana Open Channel will hold a four-day animation camp designed to introduce techniques used by animation industry artists. That camp will be July 21st through the 24th from 9 a.m. until noon. Students ages 12 through 17 can register for the camp. Please call AOC or go to their website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has lots of summer art camps for children. You can contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts or stop by their website. The Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women is accepting nominations for the 20th Annual Women of Excellence Awards. It honors women who have accomplished the goal of improving the opportunities and lives of women and their families in our community. There are three categories: business, industry professional, nonprofit, and public service. All nominations need to be received by Thursday, July 31st. Forms are available online at lafayettela.gov/LCNW, or you can search for the forms online. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will present Lafayette Famous with Jason Petitjean this Wednesday, June 18th, 7:30 at Theater 810. Jason Petitjean has been a member of the Silverbacks for quite a while, but he is heading to medical school, and so they are celebrating with this performance of Lafayette Famous with Jason Petitjean. Again, that's Theater 810 this Wednesday at 7:30. The Lafayette UL Lafayette Summer Blood Drive will take place tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The bus will be in front of Dupre Library and between Madison and Oliver Halls. The drive is a partnership between United Blood Services and UL Lafayette, sponsored by the Student Government Association. To register for a time to give blood, go to the website unitedbloodsystems.org, or you can just show up at the buses. There will be a literary night featuring writers Patrice Melnick, J. Bruce Fuller, and Liz Burke in Brobridge Thursday evening from 7 until 9 at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe in downtown Brobridge. At Cité des Arts, the play Medal of Honor by Tom Cole will open Thursday, run through Sunday. Tickets are available through the website or by calling Cité or at the door. United Way of Acadiana is mobilizing volunteers across Acadiana to improve people's lives and build stronger communities. The day of action on June 20th, Friday, June 20th, offers a number of volunteer opportunities, including Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, Reading Buddy, Shoebox Projects, Fitness Field Day, quite a number of ways to help the community. Stop by their website, unitedwayofacadiana.org, or call them to find out how you can participate. The City of Lake Charles will host three new art exhibits at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street. An opening reception will be held this Friday, the 20th. The doors open at 5:30 with a gallery talk by artist Mark Messersmith. The workshop Seed to Skillet will take place at Vermilionville this Saturday, June 21st. The title of this workshop is Companion Planting and Succession Planting. Lafayette Master Gardener Marianne Armbruster will be there talking about these issues, and there will be a cooking demonstration where you'll learn to pickle and make pesto. It's from 11 until 2 on Saturday. You need to register ahead of time by calling Vermilionville. The Eunice Players Theater is holding their 6th annual Children's Theater Workshop this Saturday, June 21st. For more information, please contact the Eunice Players Theater. And a summer solstice spoken word will take place in New Iberia at the A&E Gallery this Saturday, June 21st. The open mic is at 6 o'clock, and the featured poets are Valentine Pierce and James Blanchard. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, our website is krvs.org. You can download a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. You can support KRVS easily and securely. Just click on the Support This Station button. You can also find out more about donating a vehicle that you'd like to get out of your driveway or garage. No matter what the state of the car is in, they can take it. Truck, cars, RVs, boats. Click on the big red car donation button at the bottom of our homepage. Either call the toll-free number or fill out information about your vehicle at that page and send it in. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And at 7, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. At 8, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And at 10, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered.